Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Maybe it'll happen to you in the future. There you are. Can't wait to celebrate your friend at their wedding and their reception. And there your ex is. Just then you feel like you see them with every like angle. You can't get rid of them. So Abby is going to give you a game plan so your anxiety doesn't ping and you don't panic when you see the ex.
Yes, my friend handled this situation beautifully because she ended up actually getting a text from him after the wedding saying, we need to talk. So her plan played out a little too well. But one of my really close friends was in her bestie's wedding. And, you know, you can't avoid the wedding when you're in it. It's an honor to be asked to be a bridesmaid. You already go to the bachelorette party. You already help with the planning. You already buy them a gift. So you're locked in. Like, you got to go. You got to show up. You got to eat the chicken and dance to what's that song? Everybody Shout. You got to do all that. And she finds out about 6 months ago that her evil ex, her antichrist, her ex antichrist is going to be there. And she's like, oh, is it too late for me to back out of this wedding? She does not want to see him. It was a bad breakup. I mean, just kind of like all the typical things where like it ended badly and he's unhappy and she's unhappy and there was no cheating. It was just kind of like a lot of like misbehaviors and miscommunications.
Was there a back and forth? Was it on again, off again as well?
On again, off again in the sense that like when we would go out and she would have like one too many drinks, she'd be like, I'm going to text him. Oh, and I'd be like, no, don't text him. He's not cute enough for you.
Stop picking up the scabs.
No, literally, that's how it feels. I'm like, leave this man alone. And it's just one of those relationships where like they won't break up even though they're not good together.
Mm-hmm. Weren't they talking about putting together some kind of mechanism that would be like, it would read your blood alcohol content on your phone yeah. So you couldn't text.
Honestly, I wish I could do that for some of my friends because I'm like, we have been doing this for 7 years. I have one friend that has been doing this with us. That's a different story. But anyway, back to the friend who sees the ex at the wedding. So she can't skip it. And she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. If I'm like two glasses of Sauvignon Blanc deep and I see this man across the dance floor, I don't trust myself. And I look at her and I'm like, I don't trust you either. So I made a note for 12 p.m. the next day after the wedding, I said, hey, be sure to text X, Y, and Z about how hooking up with her ex goes because I knew I was going to have to check in about that. So she goes to the wedding and the next day I text her and I said, hey, how was it? And she goes, oh, you're going to be so proud of me. And I was like, oh, what? And she goes, yeah, the entire night I completely avoided him, did not talk to him once.
Nice.
So she said she showed up to the wedding. She's looking amazing. She's got that ugly bridesmaid's dress on. She's with her girls. She shows up. She's excited to have a good time. And she sees him and she's like, I'm not going to talk to him. And then she says that he actually comes up to her at the dance floor at one point. And she actually goes, gotta go. Can't talk to you. Literally avoids this man like a bad rash. And I was talking to her. I was like, wow, I'm like, this is a lot of growth for you, for him to be right in front of you and for you to be like, yeah, actually not interested whatsoever. And we thought we were free of him. And then the next day, she sends me a screenshot. It's a text from him.
Uh-huh.
And all it says is, hey, we need to talk.
No, we don't.
We don't need to talk.
Don't like that he was rejected.
Yep.
He doesn't like it.
Makes her more valuable.
Exactly.
Even.
That's saying you need to talk and you want me to listen.
Hey. That's exactly what I said. So I said, like, homegirl, you got to dig your heels in. We got to stay strong. We can't give in to this. I know how this game works. It's never going to end well. So she's like, you know what, Abby? You're right. Not going to respond. The next day, I get another screenshot. It's a long paragraph text from him.
Ooh. This is driving him absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it is.
To be ignored is the worst.
You know what? You can never say too little to a man to make him want you. It's amazing how
save
this works.
That is a fact.
She is spitting facts.
Right. This morning.
Save it.
This is why I don't talk to them at all. So it says, hey, XYZ, I know this is weird for me to reach out to you. Yes. But something has come up that I need to have a very serious conversation with you.
Does he have an STD?
That's what I was just thinking.
Sorry. They have not hooked up in over 2 years. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
All right.
It's just laying dormant.
No, stop.
It will. Pop up when it wants.
I promise my intentions are good and pure.
If you have to say that, they are not.
Or you have a history of them not being, and now you're pivoting.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
I still care about you after everything that has happened. My thoughts exactly, Kristen. And you and I have been through so much that I feel it's necessary to have this conversation with you. Please let me know if we can have a private conversation. It would mean everything to you. And then he literally goes, signed, name here, as if he's like writing her a World War II letter. Yes.
Does that? So this is exactly what the dating antichrist does. I don't know if you've been with the show long enough for us to have used that since you've been here.
I've heard you guys use it, and I think I kind of know what it means.
Yeah, the dating antichrist. Yeah. I mean, you know they're not good for you, but you keep getting back over and over and over again. Finally, they end up doing one thing where you're just like, that's it, no more, and you're really done with them. But then they start to manipulate and narcissistically work their way back into your life somehow.
Oh, and that's exactly what he did, because then she picked up the phone and she called him.
Damn it. She was doing so good.
She was doing so. But you know what? That was an ominous text. She needed to put things to bed and not him to bed. And they finally get on the phone and they actually, you know what, were able to wrap up the breakup in a very nice and mature way, to where he apologized for a lot of the things and she got the closure that she finally
needed.
It's
a ploy. That's good, but no, I still wish she would have been petty about it and just ignored him.
I still don't trust this dude.
Yeah, she...
Ever.
Now, after that conversation, because of the ominous text, she can no longer have contact with him.
That's exactly how I feel. So I'm seeing her in like 2 weeks and I'm going to delete his contact from her phone.
Right. She should block him or delete it for sure, because he'll work his way back in, because now he's playing nice guy. Oh, I apologize. Maybe we give it another try. No. Never.
The Burt Show.